Vince glanced again at Roger, who had a serene, watchful expression on his face. Vince's own panic began to abate, even as he felt the flames in the building grow and saw smoke clouding the air. Something so counterintuitive could only have one cause.
You're a super.
Roger nodded, eyes never leaving the dispersing crowd.
Oh, nothing that special. I have a low-level auditory resonance ability. Whatever emotions I put in my voice are mirrored in the people listening. This is about the maximum I can do, though.
Must be a pretty handy talent.
Yeah, it has its uses. Looks like things are clear enough for us to vamoose, too.
Roger pointed toward the front exit, where Camille, Mary, Roy, and Alex were waiting. Nick hurried across the club and quickly joined them, throwing Vince a vicious glare with his once again brown irises. They weren't worried about Vince's safety. That much was evident. They were there to make sure he didn't try anything stupid.
Are you sure we shouldn't try to do something about the fires?
I'm positive.
Roger gently put a hand on Vince's shoulder and guided him toward the exit.
I've got insurance, and Lander has a capable fire department. The only thing we'll do by butting in is get ourselves hurt.
Vince didn't like the idea of walking out when he could do something, but he couldn't see any way out of the situation. He let himself be led out of the building and into the crowded parking lot. With the immediate danger past, most people had moved to the back of the parking lot to wait for the first responders to arrive. Roger stood out in front of the parking lot entrance, waving off any cars that tried to enter so there would be room for the fire trucks. Alex had been combing the interior of the building for a solid minute with his mind.
Everyone seems to be out.
That's what I'm getting to. Looks like Roger was able to evacuate everyone pretty thoroughly.
I'm glad. This could have gone really badly with that many people in one place. We should all be thankful.
The Melbrook students were thrown to the ground by the concussion wave. Deaf from the explosion and dumb with shock, they sat up and stared at the gaping hole where the front of the six-shooter had been. The roof was now engulfed in flames. As Nick Campbell looked at the remains of what had so recently been a place full of fun and happiness, he truly understood, for the first time, how far Nathaniel was willing to go. This had only been his warning shot, a gambit to get Nick off his game. When the true attack came, it would be swift and merciless. And Nick was damn sure going to be ready.